When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No! My car!"
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Welcome to the Fantasy NBA Today podcast.
I wanted to get everything out on social today before launching into the podcast. It's sort of a dual purpose thing. One, the earlier you get stuff out on Twitter, the more time people have to see it before games actually happen in the evening. The other thing is that it actually really helps with my prep. Kind of keeps me on point once I get the podcast going, because now I got all the stuff written out. I'm not going to lose anything in the shuffle. Anyway, you guys understand my harebrained process. Manila in the chat room blames my tardiness on LeBron James, and he might not be wrong, because I did actually go to the Laker game last night. Oddly, I've gone to the last two after not going to a single Laker game since last year, and prior to that, I don't think I had been to one in like 5 years. So yeah, I went back to back, baby. Saturday, Monday. That was a fun one. We'll talk about that one as we get towards the end of the card from yesterday. That is what's going on today's episode of Fantasy NBA Today. I am Dan Bespris. This is the first of two episodes today. We'll have one in the early afternoon that breaks down the schedule plays for this evening. Streaming, that's a head-to-head show. I've broken them up because it just frankly makes more sense to do so. Take a moment here as you're settling in to hit that subscribe button. It does actually matter. I know I've said that before, and maybe you guys don't believe me, but you should. It really does matter. Like, rate, subscribe, however you guys are taking in the podcast. Like something over on Twitter, follow over on Twitter, whatever your little thing you guys can do is relevant, is helpful. Please do it. The baseball draft guide is available now over at sportsethos.com. Ethos Fantasy BB is where you can get the updates coming out on that as Joe and his team put more stuff into it daily. Best way to get it, in my opinion, is hit me up for a ridiculous discount. That's the best way to get it, at Dan Bespris over on Twitter, or you can email in, or you can hit me on Discord, whatever's the easiest for you. Baseball Fantasy Pass starts at $6 a month. Basketball Fantasy Pass, if you're on it already, you can add baseball and football and make it an all sport for $1 a month, Bob. $1, Bob. If you're not taking that upgrade, you're a crazy person. And basically, you're locking in all of our sports for the price that NBA alone is likely to be next season anyway. So, yeah. Let's talk basketball, specifically the basketball that happened yesterday. Zombie Grizzlies took down the sad, sad Brooklyn Nets. Good gravy. These, ugh. Brooklyn's now 24-37. They're only 2.5 games out of a playoff spot because the Hawks are without Trae Young, so they're also terrible. And, so as bad as the Nets continue to be, mathematically, they're not going to get eliminated from play-in contention for probably another 4 or 5 weeks. So I don't think you have to worry about, like, a traditional shutdown for this team in the usual sense. I don't know if that's good or bad. But anyway, we'll get to Brooklyn in a second. First thing is the Grizzlies. We've talked in circles about the Grizzlies for the better part of about 3 weeks now, because they're in this weird half-in, half-out tank deal. And when I say half-in, I mean, obviously, they're in full tank mode, but they're kind of like a half-in in terms of, are we going to play only our young guys, or are we going to sprinkle in a couple of semi-veterans here? And that's weird to call these guys veterans, but compared to the rest of the team, they sort of are. And what does that leave us? So forget the big overall. We've done the big overall on Memphis repeatedly. We've probably done it 10 times on this podcast in the last 3 weeks. Let's just talk about each player. Bing, bang, boom. Lightning round on them one by one. John Conchar, most minutes he's played in a couple of weeks. You can't take that plunge, because even when he starts, sometimes he only plays 22, 23 minutes for reasons we don't fully understand. I mean, the thing is, if someone were to come out and say, yes, John Conchar's definitely going to play 30 minutes in this ball game, you'd play him, because his across the board, his nine cap fantasy game is actually quite appealing. But he's also one of those guys that just needs to be out there for 30 minutes because he doesn't score. There's no lightning in a bottle moment with Conchar. It's get him out there for 30 minutes. He's going to get you boards, assists, steals, blocks, percentages, all that good stuff. But he's got to be out there. So no. Luke Kennard, when he's in the starting five, I think you could probably deploy him. He ends up kind of taking on a little bit of a point guard role for this team when he starts. And you know he's going to jack up some threes. And so provided they're playing a team that can't guard people all that well, then Kennard would be a yes if he's starting. Vince Williams is a yes basically daily at this point. He's going to have some ups and some downs because he's a young dude, but he's in there and he's going to get usage and he's playing every ball game. So Vince Williams is sort of the first like everydayer we've gotten to. Trey Jameson started, only played 19 minutes, fouled out. Yeah, you can't trust him. Jake LaRavia, 14 and 10. That's cool. 29 minutes off the bench was cool, but there's no telling that that's going to happen again. So pass. Santi Aldama, 12, 5, and 4 with a couple of three balls. He's a guy I start when Jaren Jackson is out. So that has to be, that's a one-to-one correlation now. So that's the story on Aldama. Matthew Hurt, no. Lamar Stevens actually does have kind of an interesting fantasy game, but the minutes aren't there. So no. GG Jackson doesn't have a good 9-cat game. Minutes and the shots are sometimes there, but without the good 9-cat game, no. And Jordan Goodwin, who's on a two-way deal, so they didn't want to use up one of his days of eligibility yesterday. When he starts, he's also a go. Did you guys write that all down? John Conchar, no. Luke Kennard when he starts. Vince Williams every day. Trey Jameson, no. LaRavia, no. Aldama when JJJ is out. Hurt, no. Stevens, no. GG Jackson, no. Goodwin, yes. And obviously Jaren Jackson, yes. That's the Grizzlies. The Nets are a little bit simpler. I wouldn't call them simple, but a little bit less complicated than the goofball Grizzlies right now. Because the Nets are down a couple of players. Cam Thomas, Ben Simmons, sounds like De'Ron Sharp is out already. He's been ruled out for tonight's game. Again, this remember yesterday was the start of a 5-games-and-7-night situation for Brooklyn. By the way, there are some other ones we're going to talk about on the schedule show. I might sprinkle in that information here. Lonnie Walker also sprained an ankle. He's questionable for their next ball game tonight. So from a fantasy standpoint, this is good news. More thinning of the herd is always good for fantasy because you tighten up the rotations, fewer guys get more minutes. Great. So right now, Cam Johnson, awesome. Putting up huge lines. Hopefully that continues even after guys start to come back. But even if it doesn't, at least we're getting something now. So Cam Johnson, go. Dorian Finney-Smith, giant minutes. Playing enough minutes where he's a go. He's another guy that just sort of needs to be out there for 32, 33 minutes to hit fantasy value. He is doing that right now. Dennis Smith Jr., not doing enough. Kind of surprising, actually, given how thin they are, but not enough still, so leave him on the wire. Nick Claxton, obviously, yes. Dennis Schroeder, also a pretty good fill-in option right now, just like it seems like Cam Johnson is for the likes of Ben Simmons and Cam Thomas, and then obviously Mikal Bridges is a guy that you were starting anyway. What is it? What happens to this team when Thomas and or Simmons shows back up? I don't know. I'm not convinced that we ever see Ben Simmons again. And even if we do, is it going to be 17 minutes? So how much does that really impact things? Cam Thomas is the one that we have to be cognizant of. When he comes back, he'll come back and he'll start taking 18, 19 shots a ball game. That might be enough to render Cam Johnson and Dennis Schroeder bench material again. But I honestly don't know, especially if Walker and Sharp and whoever else are out, and if Brooklyn finally is just like, you know what, we're cooked. But to me, it feels like there's still a little ways from that.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
When you buy a new house, you might say,
shut the front door.
Winning.
No, seriously, shut the front door. We own this house now.
But you actually need to say,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. The local State Farm agent is there to help you choose the coverage you need.
Welcome to my crib. No one says that anymore, but I don't care.
So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium-iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Speaking of zombie teams, we mustn't forget the Portland Trailblazers, for they are undead as well. Anfernee Simons, the only regular in the lineup yesterday. They were all out. No Jeremy Grant, no Scoot Henderson, no DeAndre Ayton, no Malcolm Brogdon. I'm sure I'm forgetting somebody else. Who gives a crap? They're all gone. So Simons, who I said would take 25 shots, I undershot. He took 26 and made half of them, which is a great sign, was also the point guard. He was the all the things for this ball game. Huge game for Simons, and he'll put up some gigantic lines if the whole team remains hurt around him. I would be a little bit concerned about Simons either playing himself into an injury or playing himself into a day off, but I guess as long as they keep losing, maybe that's not that huge of an issue. And he missed a bunch of time earlier this year, so he's probably like, come on, you got to let me play a little bit. And then you get into all this other schmaltz, and it's schmaltzy, man. Banton is took 20 shots in yesterday's ball game. That came out of the blue. I can't possibly bring myself to pick him up. Perhaps most notably because when Tumani Kamara comes back, that was his starting spot. Let's go through this in orderly fashion. Duop Reith, he had 26 points and almost nothing else yesterday, which is pretty weird for your starting center to basically grab no rebounds. I think I'm passing on Reith. I know I put him down as a silly season stash guy. I don't think his fantasy game is quite there yet. So make your adjustment on your board if you're tracking the Dan Vespers board. Duop Reith is a schedule play only. And even then, it's basically only when Ayton is out. I would not use a Reith game against my games cap. Schedule fine. Portland's in a good schedule run. They actually have a 5-game and 7-night stretch coming up, but it sounds like Ayton might be back by then anyway. Chris Murray, he's been playing a lot actually lately, but he isn't doing a whole lot with it. So I'll pass there again outside of a schedule play. Rupert, no. Higgins, no. Moses Brown, no. Manaya, no. Jabari Walker, I honestly, and you guys know I'm super low on Walker, but I actually thought there were enough guys out where he would probably put up a decent line yesterday. I was incorrect. He had 5 fouls in 28 minutes, 4 points and 8 rebounds. All he really does is score and board. He's sort of like a very, very poor man's iteration of Bobby Portis on worst percentages. That's why I'm not extremely excited about him. That said, if everybody's out again in the next ball game, I would probably feel comfortable streaming Walker. And then my hope is that Kamara comes back because he actually becomes my second favorite guy to play on the whole team right now if he is legitimately back for the next ball game. And then if Ayton is back for the next ball game, he slides into that slot as basically the best fantasy player on the team. But Simons and Ayton, like, we don't need to talk about those guys. When they're starting, obviously they're ghosts because they're legitimate fantasy threats. These other guys is a who's who of who. Of all of those guys, Kamara would be my favorite to play if he's back in the next one. And then Walker behind him. And then I don't know that you go anywhere beyond that. Not much to report on in Minnesota. Anthony Edwards has a slow ball game. He actually came off the bench. Cat had a weird one. Some foul stuff early, some like just out to lunch stuff late. They ran some bench units that were actually being pretty productive. Rudy Gobert had a huge one. Conley bounced back to no one's surprise against a very bad team. You're not making any adjustments. I think the short version on Minnesota, if we want to move quickly, is that with Ant back and Slow-Mo back, Naz Reid no longer is a daily play. That's the only note that changed on Minnesota. Everything else stays exactly the same. Clippers really missed a shot here. Ever since they got to the top of the Western Conference, they've tripped over their you-know-what and fallen on their face. They're 5-5 in their last 10. It's not like the sky is falling, but compared to how well they were playing, it kind of feels a little like the sky is falling. They're still 39-21, so they're in no real threat of falling out of the top four right now. 3.5 game lead on the Pellies for home court in round one. But they have now fallen back to create kind of a separation bubble between themselves and teams on either side, because the Nuggets finally decided to play like it's the actual basketball season. They were going at about 80, if that, 75% until about 2 weeks ago, so basically the All-Star break. And then Denver was like, all right, time to go, and now they've won 6 games in a row, and the Nuggets are thwomping people. That is a scary team again. Do I think the Nuggets probably end up winning the West? Yeah, with the way they're playing right now, they finally look focused. Anyway, Clippers, Zubats, yeah, I think he does belong on rosters. He's kind of like a third-string center type. And then Norman Powell is the other question mark. Like, was he going to be doing more here with Westbrook out for a few weeks? The answer is kinda. You know, he played more minutes in the 2 games since Westbrook got hurt, or game and half or whatever it is. And he put up a big number in the previous one, but he didn't really get super heavily involved in this one. And that was kind of odd. You know, the Clippers actually are another team that has a great schedule coming up soon, just not yet. They played yesterday, they play tomorrow, and then they're off for 2 days. And then they start a 5-game and 7-day stretch. And Powell has been kind of Mr. Durability for them. That would be a great time to deploy Storm and Norman, is that 5-7. Over on the Bucks side, no Giannis for this ball game. So Patrick Beverley actually got the start and was awesome. 12-9, 4 steals, a block, and 3 3-pointers. We know this about Pat Bev. If he gets 30 minutes, he's an awesome fantasy player. We've loved him for years, but he's super old now. So these 30-minute games have to be deployed somewhat sparingly. I don't know that he gets another one. Even if Giannis misses another game, I don't know that Beverley would play 30 minutes. I mean, Doc will probably run him out there. The guy you're always playing when Giannis is down is Bobby Portis. He had 28-16. Doesn't matter if he's coming off the bench. He always does a lot when there's no Antetokounmpo around. And then nothing else really changes much here. Beasley, 2-for-11. You know, the 11 shots is what you're concerned with. He's your Middleton 3-pointers stream. And then Dame went mega mode with Giannis out. But keep an eye on the whole Pat Beverley thing. I think if he's back in the starting lineup in another ball game, I would probably use him in as many formats as I could. But I don't know. I didn't get the feeling that Giannis was going to be out for all that long. He kind of tested his stuff before the ball game. It wasn't quite there. They go every other day until next Thursday. So pretty light schedule from Milwaukee by all accounts. And then after that, they have one game in 5 days. So this is not a time to be taking a chance on picking up a buck for a schedule stream. Beverly, on the other hand, if you want to go on the roto side, chew up a games cap. If you think Giannis is going to miss another one, that would be the way that you probably lean. Utah lost Lauri Markkanen for probably a couple of ball games. Washington, well, Markkanen was before the ball game. He was ruled out, I think, actually late the night before. Washington lost Marvin Bagley partway through to a back injury, and they have no centers left now. Which is kind of sad, because they do have Rashawn Holmes on the roster, but I could not for the life of me explain what happened to poor Rashawn Holmes. I know there was a lot of personal stuff during the sort of tail end of his tenure in Sacramento, and obviously they brought in Domantas Sabonis, and so that rendered him kind of useless from just like an are-you-going-to-do-anything type of thing. But he just got full-on body snatched. He's not that guy anymore that he was for, you know, 5-6 years where we kept clamoring for him to get 30 minutes a night, and then he did, and he was a top 30 fantasy play. He's not that guy anymore. I don't know if Rashawn Holmes is seeing someone, but it does feel like, you know, guys don't get, like, they don't just get old in a week. There has to be something going on between the ears. And, you know, with this as out into the light as the NBA is trying to bring mental health stuff, and I don't want to put this on him, this is my guess, it feels like that's the kind of thing that might be a bit of an answer for Holmes. But maybe this is the answer. Maybe they're just like, look, Rashawn, there's nobody else. You're gonna have to channel some sort of fire. And maybe he does. Maybe that's the thing that gets him fired up, is actually having unfettered access to a job. He doesn't have to compete for it or whatever. I don't know. You're not pre-adding him until we actually see if they're willing to use him, and frankly, until we see if Bagley's going to miss any time. Because last time the Wizards decided to run small, Avdija got the center minutes, which was terrific for Denny. And so if that's the case, then another reason to pass on Rashawn Holmes in the short term. Jordan Benchpool. I can't decide if I want to call him Bench Jordan Pool, Jordan Benchpool, or just Benchpool. Either way, like, this is what we were hoping for post-trade deadline, with the assumption that someone else got traded, and it's finally happening. And I actually feel like we played the Jordan Poole card damn near perfectly this season. Because I told all of you guys to avoid him like the plague at the beginning of the year. And then I told you guys to stash him up to the trade deadline, which didn't turn out to be accurate necessarily for the week after the deadline before the All-Star break. But now we kind of got a little bit lucky in that, oh, they moved him to the bench and he's finally taking all the shots. It's a glorious time. He's top 60, yeah, top 70-ish over the last couple of weeks. There you go. You got Jordan Poole, who's actually playing now. Hot damn. And then Corey Kispert got ruined by the return of Bilal Coulibaly. I think with Bagley out, if they do decide to go small again, you might see more Kispert. So I would... Points league, you probably hold on to Corey one more game. Roto, he was never really a play when the usage wasn't guaranteed. That's too much of a dice roll on Kispert. But the other guys, you know, feel pretty well locked in. I think if you can hold on to Bagley, too, by the way, I didn't mention that one. He left pretty late. And, you know, Wizards don't have a whole lot to push for here. But they have a pretty good schedule, basically, between now and, like, the middle of, not next week, but kind of the middle of the following week after that. So if you can hang on to Bagley, I think it would do it and see if you can... see if he'll come back pretty quickly. So Utah, no, we're getting into sort of like teetering on the brink of zombie territory here. Taylor Hendricks, who was supposed to be the guy that gets to play when it's zombie time, he got hurt midway through this ballgame. Toe issue. Don't know if he's going to have to miss a game or two. And Keontae George, who was questionable with an illness, tried to play through it and made it 6 minutes before coming out. Now, the good news on George is that an illness, you know, a bug's a bug. You'll get over it in a day or two or three or four, whatever it is. So George will be fine. Markkanen, don't know exactly how long he's going to be out, but he was ruled out for this ball game the day before. That's usually not a great sign that a guy is super close to coming back. So where does that leave us? Well, Jordan Clarkson is very much streamable with this much usage on the table, because you took George out for this ball game and Markkanen out for, you know, YXY number of games. And that left, I mean, between those two guys, you're talking about 30 shots a ball game floating around. I didn't expect Jordan Clarkson to take all 30 of them, but here we are. And that's going to be the thing. Clarkson's a guy that needs to get copious usage to overcome his massive fantasy deficiencies, like field goal percent, low defensive stats, things of that nature, generally kind of higher turnovers for what he provides. Turnovers were good. Efficiency was actually good in this ball game. So this one, he was super hot. It masked some of his issues, which will surface, but if he's out there taking 20 shots, then you have to play him at that point. John Collins, Colin Sexton, those guys are obvious starts. Keyonte George, when he comes back, is definitely a start with no Markkanen around there, because he's going to have a ton of usage. Again, you could just kind of hope that it overwhelms the nine-cat deficiencies. And then the guy to keep an eye on would be Chris Dunn. I don't know if they'll go Dunn and George side by side when he comes back, but if Keyonte has to miss a game, we'll see. Then Dunn would be kind of forced to play in the mid to high 20s in minutes. That would be a go. Not picking up Samanich, would Talen Horton-Tucker potentially get some run if Hendricks misses time? I don't really care to. I think the thing you're watching for basically is what happens with Chris Dunn in the next ballgame if Hendricks sits it out, because none of these other fill-in guys have translatable fantasy stuff anyway. Chicago erased a massive fourth quarter deficit. The Kings kind of melted down in this one. You guys know I faded the Kings this year after being a big-time Kings proponent the following season, and they're fading a bit. Kings are into the play-in now, and boy, the West is nuts. I didn't look at this in the last couple of days. You pretty much have your 10 teams locked in at this point. But where they're all going to be is frickin' anybody's guess. Top three are all interchangeable. Clippers look pretty locked in as the four for whatever reason. That's like the one team where you're like, yeah, I think I know where they're going to be. And then the Pels are a game up on the Suns, who are a half game up on the Kings, who are a half game up on the Mavericks, who are a game up on the Lakers, who are a half game up on the Warriors. Ooh, boy. 3.5 games separating 5 and 10. And it really could go either direction, because the Warriors and the Lakers are at the bottom of that pack, and they've been playing probably the best of anybody in that group lately. Pels have been kind of hot. Suns and Mavs and Kings have all been falling apart lately. That's going to be a fun one. Good race. Good race, everybody. Chicago's an easy team to handicap. You start the starters unless they play a giant team, and then you get Drummond in there. But again, we talked about that. That's next one of those is coming up towards the end of the month. For the Kings, I do believe it is indeed time to move on from the Kevin Huerter experience. The 30 minutes are no longer a lock. We just kind of wanted to wait and make sure on that front. Malik Monk, who I've described as a better head-to-head than Roto Stream. Shout out to the gardeners for an apartment complex that are blowing leaves in about a 4-foot runway between buildings behind me right now. Shut the heck up out there!
When something happens to your car, you might say, but what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Kent State's reputation in the fashion industry is something you would hear from everyone when you're in New York City.
I will say we're quite well known for being hard workers.
Kent is really known for delivering well-rounded students.
Kent has one of the most prestigious fashion programs in the U.S. and also internationally ranked.
Our alumni are in every corner of the industry, every job position that you can imagine.
They all are ready. They have all the courses. They have everything under, you know, under their belt.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The, holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The, make a splash all summer kind of fun. The, I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun this season. Kings Island is now open weekends.
Spectrum Business knows small business owners have to do it all. Get Spectrum One for Business. Just $49.99 a month for internet, advanced Wi-Fi with security shield, and a free mobile line for a year. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist, you'll want to invite everyone over. From book club to reality TV watch parties, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is infused with 2 times more essential oil versus regular Airwick Essential Mist for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is perfectly portable and effortlessly easy. The way fragrance should be. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.
Oops, I just get myself in trouble. Malik Monk, why do I call him a better head-to-head stream? Because if you're punting any one of like 2 or 3 things, his value jumps a bunch because he's good at scoring, he's good at free throw percent, he's good at assists, but he's not particularly great at the other stuff. It's often enough. When it all levels off, he's like just outside of start every day. But that means that if any one of those 3-ish, you know, steals, blocks, field goal percent, rebounds, sometimes 3, sometimes 3, like if you're punting any of those, then he moves over the cut line. So that's what I mean when I call a guy a head-to-head play versus a roto play. If a guy's like right on the cusp, then you pretty much can play them in head-to-head because odds are your team's terrible at one of the things that they're not good at, and then you can use them much more easily. OKC on the back-to-back in L.A., Lakers actually played defense. Now, some of it was the Thunder. They missed a few open shots, but seeing the Lakers actually play D was intriguing. And there's nothing really to take away fantasy-wise in this game. I love when D'Angelo Russell goes unconscious. He's such a fun player to watch when he's heat-checking himself. I don't know if you guys saw that play, and it's the picture I used in the thumbnail for today's podcast. But it was when D'Lo was in, you know, NBA Jam mode, and he had hit like 2 insane shots in a row. And then LeBron, let me see if I can pull this up. I don't know how I pull it up without blocking it with my own face in StreamYard. Nope, that's just moving my face around. There you go, now you can see it on the screen. So this was LeBron, the face he made when D'Lo passed him the ball while D'Lo was unconscious. And LeBron threw it back to him and was like, no, shoot that thing. It's a great look. But what I want to actually talk about here, and I'm going to take the box score out of the way, and then I'm going to leave my face off to the side for those that are watching on video, and also remind everybody to please like and subscribe, and also go get something over at manscaped.com. Promo code there, ethos20, for 20% off. That's what the 20 is for, and free shipping on your order at Manscaped. But the reason I want to talk about, not necessarily this ball game specifically, but just the way basketball is actually changing over the last, really since the All-Star break, you've seen a generally, not in every ball game, but generally a downtick in free throws. And again, some games there's a bunch. Like Brooklyn, Memphis had a lot of free throws. And, you know, if a team like the Grizzlies, who are super young and have no idea how to keep their hands to themselves, they're going to get called for fouls. It just is what it is. And I think some referee crews are probably going to be maybe better at instituting these newer policies than others. But Portland, for instance, 11 free throws. Minnesota took a ton in that ballgame. And again, it's a bad young team is not going to figure out how to not foul. But some of these slightly more veteran teams are going to do a better job of it. Like Utah, Washington, 38 free throws in the ballgame. Great. Chicago always takes a ton, and they only got 22. DeMar had 12 of them, 40 in that ballgame. Lakers, always taking a crap ton of free throws. 25, most of them Anthony Davis when they got into the bonus in the third quarter. I think he had like six of his at the end of that frame on just, you know, fighting for rebound kind of fouls. That wouldn't have been shooting fouls anyway. And as a result, you've seen scores tick down a little bit. Memphis-Brooklyn was basically right on the number. Portland-Minnesota went over. Clippers-Bucks under. Wizards-Jazz right on the number. Chicago-Sacramento under. OKC-LA under. And I think this is by design. And this is not me necessarily talking about like what you need to bet on. But it is, I think, notable for how games are going to go for teams right now. So players that rely heavily on free throw volume, might they lose a little bit of their juice? I don't know. Those guys, it still seems like they got to line. Shea got his 9, AD got his 11 free throws, DeMar got his 12. How did Dame do? Dame got 13. So the guys that always get to the line are still getting to the line. A little bit less. But the guys that maybe are looking for sort of minimal contact and get the whistle, we haven't seen those blown as much. And even like a 5-10% dip or increase in the amount of contact that it takes to get to the line is going to change the way fantasy numbers are coming in over the next little stretch. So let's keep one eye on that. And I don't have enough data right now to make a sweeping claim about how, you know, this is going to change things. But it does seem like if there's an adjustment on how much a free throw, made free throw, is worth, then the guys that are making them actually get a very slight bump in their value from now until the end of the season. So Shea could potentially see a little bump in value. I mean, honestly, just look, you look at the board and who's taking the most free throws. It was Embiid. Giannis would take a hit, potentially, although, now, if you call it the same, I don't know much more of a hit you could take there. But Shea, Butler, Dame, DeMar, Booker when he comes back, AD, Tatum. These guys can actually see a very slight bump in value the rest of the way. And they're already at the top of the board. But there is a way to maybe think, could they separate themselves a tiny bit? Could a guy like a DeMar DeRozan, who's been sort of quietly moving up the board every week since about the seventh week of the season, is this a path for him now to actually ascend a tiny bit quicker? Jimmy Butler is up to number 19 per game on the season now after the last, you know, 2 months where he's been ridiculous. He's number 7 over the last month. So Butler's been cooking. DeMar's been number 17 over that stretch. And I do think some of that has to do with being guys that are still able to get to the line even while officials are starting to make that little tweak. We'll see if it has any notable impact on the fantasy space, probably more so in betting. I got to look this up. I'm just going to yell it into the void right now, but I'll look it up later. I'd be curious to know the over-under splits since the All-Star break, because it sure feels like games are ticking towards under with more contact happening. And you're also probably going to see more technical fouls because players are like, you know, bleep you, ref, that was a foul 2 weeks ago, and they're going to be like, nah, T, you know, one free throw there. Well, there's how you run it up. I think the Lakers got called for 2 or 3 techs in yesterday's ballgame. Most of them arguing non-foul calls. And then Jalen Williams, I think, picked up a tech for arguing a non-foul call. I was at the ballgame, so I got to see all this stuff, and that's why it's in my brain. But it did sort of bring up a thought that I'd been kicking back and forth for 3 or 4 days, which is, could this be the start of a trend where contact needs to be more severe from now until the playoffs? And does that potentially carry over to next year? Something we'll want to think about in the offseason as well. That is your recap, ads, drops, whatever episode. A quick check of the chat room here to make sure that you guys didn't bring up any names that I haven't checked in on yet. Roger asks, do you think Ayton is going to be shut down? Eventually, yes. Right now, no. He was questionable. Then he got ruled out not too long before the ballgame. Thing is, he's only played 40 games so far this year. So even if he played out the string right now, he's only getting to about, what, high 50s? What are the Blazers at? They played 60 games. They got 22 games left. All right, so he could potentially get into the low 60s. Like, what's the point of shutting him down? How many fewer games does he really need to play? And Portland is doing a perfectly fine job of losing basketball games. They're 17-43. They'd have to be so much worse than the Spurs to get into the bottom three. And then the Hornets, who won a few ball games, have now lost 4 games in a row. These teams are going to be jockeying for those terrible positions. So, yes, I mean, eventually I think Ayton does get shut down. But he's going to want to play a little bit before then because he hasn't played that much this year. Let's see. What do we got here? This guy says, I'm on a forklift in New Zealand listening to Dan the Man at work. Hope I don't crash. Yeah, please, no. Fantasy NBA dating Dan Besperson are not responsible for any injuries incurred while listening to the podcast. Let's see. What do we got here? Would you drop Keontae George for Eric Gordon or Isaac Okoro if it helps with a schedule? Okoro, no, because Donovan Mitchell comes back, that explodes that. And also, I think Eric Gordon, no. Those are both no's for me. I know Utah's schedule this week is not good, but if you can get towards the end of next week, Utah's schedule gets really good after that. They have a 5-7 starting on March 15th, 10 days from now. And Keontae is just going to do so much more than those dudes. And Eric Gordon might not play in a back-to-back, and Booker might come back, and Gordon then becomes pretty, frankly, barely played when that team was healthy a couple weeks ago. So that's a no and a no for me. No, no! Jordan Goodwin has 3 games left this week, and he got a DNP yesterday. I think he'll play in 2 or 3 games this week, debating whether to hold or not. He was someone that I really don't think you could add in head-to-head leagues because we have no idea how they're going to utilize his two-way. I would hope we see him in all three, but I just don't know. I really have no idea. I'm sorry. Roto, you're holding Goodwin. Head-to-head, I mean, you're probably going to hold for their next one because odds are he'll not skip 2 games in a row. But after that, then your guess is as good as mine. Do you like Banton in points leagues? Nah, someone's going to come back for that team, and he's not going to get to play as much. Is Jalen Green worth a pickup? What do you recommend I do with Miles Bridges and Brandon Miller, 10-team points league? Points league does make that more interesting. I'm guessing Jalen Green is probably more valuable than Brandon Miller in a points league, but I'm also guessing it's pretty close. And a 10-teamer, you're probably looking at, okay, so Miles Bridges is a hold until unless any shutdown happens there. As far as the Green versus Miller thing in 10-teamers, that's probably a doesn't-really-matter type scenario. I'm guessing they'll end up relatively close in points league value. And finally, Gary Trent Jr. versus Ochai Agbaji. I am adding Gary Trent Jr. between those two guys. He has the more translatable fantasy game for 9-cat. We know that his threes and steals can carry him. He's actually had seasons inside the top 50. I don't think that's happening here. But with the usage being left on the table with the injury to Scottie Barnes, I think you go Gary Trent there because it does seem like he's going to get some shots. And Dan, are you keeping Chris Middleton? When have I ever said to add him? Is my answer to that question. I told you all, don't touch him this year. He's going to be a huge headache. So no, I don't think there's any reason to hold on to Chris Middleton. Even if he pops back up, they're going to be going easy on him. He's a huge pain in the neck. Huge pain in the neck. Jakob Poeltl, wait for a update on the dislocated finger. If it ends up being one that he maybe doesn't need as much, they could get him back a little quicker. And then JJJ, I'm a little worried this is the end of the line, but I don't think we're all the way there yet. He's at 54 games. I still think he wants to get to 65, so he'll play probably in about half of their remaining games, which on the head-to-head side is going to be a real pain in the you-know-what. And in Roto, you probably just hang on until the very last day and squeeze whatever games out of Jaren Jackson that you can. Please take a moment to like and subscribe on your way out. We will be back in the early afternoon with a breakdown of tonight's streaming calendar. Get you set, continuing looking towards the future as we want to win these damn playoff battles. Good luck with your stuff tonight. We'll talk about, again, some of the players you can use for streaming in that show as well, so stay tuned for that. Again, subscribing is the way you can make sure you find out when it drops, and I'll talk to you then.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No! My car!"
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide, so we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with security shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
I need the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink?
This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.